Jerry Alexander.
Hi, I had actually written some down, but in light of the conversation this morning, I wanted to clarify some facts. So I'll take my time to do that. Our average lobster that we land is a pound and three quarters, not 8.5 pounds. Our permit is for area 1, 3. I'm sorry. My name's Terry Alexander. I live in Kennedy's Harbor. I own two vessels. One's a 45-foot gill netter. One's a 62-foot trawler that fishes out of Boston full-time. Now, we used to fish out of Portland. My men are all from Maine. The money they are paid is spent in Maine and taxed in Maine. I've been ground fishing for 35 years. Most of us that fish out of Boston now, Maine boats, have more than one area on their permit. More than one area on your permit means that it is you have to go by the most restrictive measures. So most of us have an inch and 3.5 inch small measure, which is area 3 for the small measure, and the 5 inch measure for the state of Maine. That's the large measure. Most of us don't have a 6 3/4 inch measure because we're exclusively fish in area 3, like lobstermen do. They exclusively fish in areas. We don't. We fish all through the Gulf. Hearing this morning about the jobs, we didn't realize until recently, under Maine law, if a person on your boat is a Maine resident, even if the boat is from another state, you're in violation of Maine law and can be fined for lobsters. No matter where you are what fishery you're in. In every other state, it is legal. Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, on down the East Coast. It's not just Massachusetts. Maine is blocking interstate commerce with this new law. Talk about a job killer. If we don't change the law, nobody's going to allow Maine fishermen aboard their boats. We discourage employment with this law. Some of my people have been on my boats since 1996 and would love to fish from their home state. They'd love to come home and fish. So I'm going to reiterate what I said before. It doesn't increase landings. It's only 70,000 pounds out of 123 million pound fishery. That's 0.1%, which are already being landed now. The state of Maine is going to cap it there. If you listen to the people who oppose this bill, the impression is that we land everything in Massachusetts, V-tails, cedars, oversized, all the things not allowed in Maine. That's just simply not true. I have a mask warden aboard my vessel every time we take out in Boston, going over my lobsters that we have aboard to sell. My landing license in Mass is more restrictive than what Maine law is. I have a larger small measure, 3.5 inch, and I have a smaller big measure, 5 inch. And the V-tail law is just as restricted as Maine's, and we are not allowed to land seated lobsters, ever. And I know that that's the big push with landing cedars. The law, if enacted, would be just as restrictive as my permits allow, and I think it's a no-brainer. It needs to be supported. And I take offense to anybody who says that we all go out and land lobsters like the Midnight Sun did. That was a travesty on Facebook. That's one guy, not the fleet.
Sorry. Thank you. Question, Representative Krueger?
Yes, thank you for your testimony. When you land some seeded lobsters with eggs, they go through the trawl, which is obviously a rougher trip than the trap.
Yep.
And then they sit on your deck for quite a while, correct?
Nope. We're through our power within 15 minutes.
So when you throw it overboard, it's the same as a 30-foot boat throwing
right.
It overboard.
Lobstermen discarding it. I mean, I've lobstered before.
And your crew are checking them as they come up?
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
As they dump them out, they're looking for towers that we can keep. So.
Senator Woodbury, when you bring your catch into Gloucester, what is the value of the fish and what is the value of the lobster?
Lobsters, we land maybe 12,000 pounds of lobsters a year. We land 700,000 pounds of fish.
Can you just...
I mean, it's roughly 6 or 7% of our gross, maybe.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.